Hi, I'm Sarah Fry. Welcome to Patent Pod. Today we are on location at the annual Helix Conference, which is all about celebrating high expectations for students with low incidence disabilities. Through a special program for Helix, teams from school districts across the Commonwealth are invited to come and engage in the learning, the camaraderie, and we get to hear about it from them. I'm very excited. From Colonial School District, we have MT and Michelle. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is your first Helix experience?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, and you've brought a whole little Colonial team, right?
We brought the whole gang, yep. Our whole life skills crew is here.
That's...
And our general education teacher, can't forget her.
Yeah, don't forget her. Tell us, what role do you serve back home at Colonial?
I'm a speech pathologist for the district. In the life skills classroom, I do all of their therapy, and also I'm our AAC coach.
And I'm an occupational therapist, and I support the life skills program there too.
All right. So how has your time been at Helix? How is it unique? That's probably a leading question, but I know it is. I've already heard from some folks. What makes Helix different from other professional learning that you've experienced?
You go first.
This has been so great because typically most of the conferences and learning experiences that I do, whether it's in person or virtual, it's just all other communication specialists. So the fact that I got to come with the team that I work with every single day, because we all have a lot of pieces that we bring to the puzzle. It's not just that one lens, and I'm getting to collaborate with them, and we're getting to bounce ideas off of each other in real time. So we're learning these things, and then I have the way I'm viewing it, Michelle has the way she's viewing it. We talk about how we can embed it in the special education classroom, the general education classroom, and it's really just like that whole child approach as opposed to just thinking about their communication skills. So that's been great. We've met a ton of really cool people and made connections that we can like keep learning after this. And it's just fun getting to hang out outside of school.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah, and I think that what it in kind of also has helped us do is we're doing a good job. I mean, we're doing a great job with our program, and we're taking back some new things, but it also has reinforced that what we are doing currently, we're doing it great. So I think that, you know, we can now take back some things and make it better.
That's great to hear.
Yeah.
What has been most helpful or inspiring from your time here so far as maybe content? Any new ideas or things that you're like, oh, that's a different way of thinking about that?
I think across the sessions, like all of the sessions have been really great and I've taken things from each of them, but I think what I've liked the most is that in every session there's been something that's very practical and very functional that I can pinpoint like, oh, I learned this, and either this is how I'm gonna change my practice or this is something new I'm gonna add to it. I really liked the one we did about like adapting technologies, and like it was super hands-on, and we were able to just like learn how to do things on the fly with the materials we have in a short amount of time. So that's a really concrete example, but every session has had something that I'm like, this is the thing I'm taking, and when I go back, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah, I think it's been it helps us all think introspectively. The one that we went to yesterday at the end of the day with our keynote speaker was just really good for us to kind of look at how the families are feeling and are we creating a partnership with these families.
Yeah, it's like a lot of self-reflection.
And I think we as a team, we were like, wow, it just gave us that ability to chat right then and there and say, how are we going to make it better or we're doing okay. So I just think that there's just so many different ideas out there, and a lot of the functional stuff, of course. I mean, as being the OT and the speech therapist, we're gonna take it back, but it's just been amazing.
And that reflection piece is huge, because when you're so busy just like working with the kids, dealing with all the school stuff, you don't really have a ton of time to stop and think about that stuff and talk about it as a team. Even if you do it individually, it's not something that as a team we get to sit down and discuss and say, like, why are we doing this? How are we doing this? How can we do it better?
Well, I think that's a great summary right there. Like, well, why are we doing this? How are we doing this? How can we do it better? That's, wow. That really, I think, captures a whole vibe of Helix, right?
I agree.
Ladies, it's been wonderful to hear from you today. I know your teammates are waiting, so you guys can go back into sessions. So thank you so much for being here. If you'd like to learn more about Helix and other resources and supports available to support students with low incidence disabilities, please check out our show notes. John Ragsdale, producer, thank you as always. And to our audience, come back to Patent Pod very soon.
Thank you. Awesome. You guys are great.
Thank you.